off. High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Perez.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, and it's 9 o'clock in the morning. No, it's actually 10 past 9 in the morning. Today is the 11th of July, and you are here listening to Roy and Friends on High FM 101.9, your favorite radio station. And today, Roy and Friends, but without Roy, we actually want to say welcome to Roy that just landed in the country, and he definitely will be with us next Wednesday. So we can't wait. I hope you too. And today with me, I've got Peter Feldman. How are you, Peter?
I'm very well. You zoomed in so fast, you didn't even give the theme tune time to get ready. I mean, you're in. Whoa, that was good. That was good. You're really breezing and buzzling and bustling and whatever this morning.
Okay. And how are you, Peter?
I'm very well, thank you. I had a good night's rest. I watched Bafana lose last night.
Not Bafana, we call them now.
Bafana.
Bafana. I want to talk about this, really, because I'm sure that Moshe Stargard is with us. How are you, Moshe?
Very well, very good.
So, South Africa is such a great sport lover nation, and we really have good cover of sport.
Yeah.
We can't have our own people that at least the game of Bafana Bafana will commentate our own people and not someone from England that don't even know how to pronounce.
I know. But I spoke to my wife, and she knows her English.
Talking about your wife.
I don't think he was English, he was an American.
I don't care what he
no,
was.
No, he wasn't American.
He was horrible. English. And I want to tell you that I watched a couple of games.
Yes.
And I never heard in Africa, Cup of Nations, I never heard such bad commentary. It was horrible. I actually
last
put the sound
was
up.
Bad.
Last night wasn't the worst.
Gaps. There were large gaps where he didn't have anything to say.
I don't know. It's just horrible. And I think that we have enough great people over here that can commentate for us, especially our own team. We want to hear our own people talk about them and not... You know, it's actually better to move to SABC 1 and not to watch SuperSport, because at least they're talking our own people.
I watched it on SABC 3, and it was like watching a snow falling because I had such a bad reception. And it was like an endurance test because I weren't playing very well.
I decided I'll watch
till half time.
You know what we used to do. You talked about your wife, and I want to just to say... your wife is actually here. How are you, Carla?
I'm very well, thank you.
So,
good
Carla,
morning, everybody.
Good morning. Well, Carla is also with us today, and we're going to hear her opinions about this manly stuff that we're talking about. I just want to tell you that when we were kids and there was a soccer game and there was, like you said, snow on the TV, we always choose mom. We tell her, go on the roof and hold the antenna up to that we can watch.
I wanted to send Carla up. She said it was too cold.
And to give her another jacket.
I only have one jacket.
So you can go up with her and make a warm.
In fact, we actually did mention it. We said we'd get our gardening executive but maybe onto the roof, but I don't think it's very dicey.
Nah, it's not good.
No, it's not good.
It was quite cold. But, okay, on top of this, yes, Bafana did lost last night. The third defeat, I think they won two games and they lost three.
There was also the disputing the goal because they had to bring that...
VAR.
Yeah, but that was...
VAR.
It was very, very clear after they checked in the video that it was a goal because it can't be an offside if the defensive player
That's
is touching
right.
the ball. So there was not offside. It was a great goal. And the play, fair enough. I think Nigeria was a little bit better and deserved the win. But on top of this... Really,
they gave them a very good fight.
They gave them a very good fight. They beat Egypt by being better than Egypt in the game.
Yes.
And overall, I think well done to Bafana. Bafana, really, they did over what we expected them to do. And we should be happy.
I like the way Moshe said it. It was a good fight. I mean, the guy grabbed the other guy's the South African jersey.
Yeah.
And he ripped it. Mm. So I don't know, either the strength of the guy or the quality of the jersey. Because after that, it was a big hole in the...
Maybe he was a rabbi and the other guy was Jewish.
It was a quality, Well, you can look at it that way. I doubt it.
Ah, you doubt it.
Very much. I don't think Jews were not involved in that.
Why? We had a Jew yesterday on
Furman.
The field. Yes.
Furman.
One of the best players of South Africa. The back midfielder, Dean Furman.
Oh, yeah. He used to be a captain at one stage.
Used to be the captain until recently, yes.
Yeah.
Very good player. And I think we can... trust him. And the rest of the guys, listen, they gave it their all. They're not the greatest team in this competition, and they did very well. And I hope it will continue like that, because we need it. Actually, yesterday I also watched the end of the cricket semi-finals. Yeah, unfortunately, India.
It was terrible.
India lost. They were my favorite to win. So now we got Australia.
England. I think England is.
Do you think England will beat Australia?
I think Australia on a high.
I think so.
Well, the game is today and we will watch. And Australia are giving, I think, one of the best championships that I ever saw. They really, really in good form. I know they lost to South Africa, and you can't say about a team that lost to South Africa that they're in good form.
Because it was academic. It wasn't really
nothing to play.
Yeah, it was a dead rubber, as they say.
It was a dead rubber.
And the pressure was off, and that's why we played so well.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, only then we played so well. The rest of the championship wasn't so great. What we're going to talk about today? Listen, whatever is going on in the world, got a couple of readings. We got a couple of subject that we will put through. Let's listen to a song. I want to start with Joe Cocker, and this song is a Beatles song, actually, that he sang. I think first he sang it in Woodstock.
Very well.
Yeah, let's go to the song now, Greg. Thank you.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And we're back with you, Peter.
Yes. Okay, here's something to read. The Jewish Community Survey of South Africa is live. Go to www.jcssa2019.co.za to sign up. This is a once-in-a-decade opportunity to participate in the Kaplan Center's National Online Survey. The survey is open to Jewish adults 18 years and older living in South Africa. Your views are important and your participation is essential for planning for the long-term needs of our community. Make time, participate, have your say. jcssa2019.co.za.
Thank you, Peter. And yeah, everybody that's listening, I think it's very important. Go and do the survey. It will help our community to know where we're going and where we're at. And very important, definitely. Don't think twice. We want to have a little bit of conversation. We listened to a Beatles song that's sang by Joe Cocker, the great Joe Cocker. We wanted to know, what do you think made the Beatles so great? Because I think that the Beatles are the greatest music
phenomenon
in the world ever. A lot of people will agree with me. What made them so big? What do you think, guys? Join a conversation. We're going to talk about it. Our WhatsApp lines is 061-895-1019, or you can SMS us on 34519. Carla, what do you think? What really made the Beatles such a phenomenon?
Well, I was just asking myself the question, the fact that they've survived this long. And I think, I understand about the image and the, you know, the place in the society of the time. But there's something about their music that still
resonates.
It resonates with people today. You have all people, orchestras orchestrating the Beatles. There must have been something in that music.
Even in this last movie that came
that
out.
Yesterday. Yes.
And it's made the point, exactly what you're saying.
Yes.
What will happen if we'll never heard about the Beatles and today came a band or an artist and make all these songs? Will they catch today? And I think yes. But I don't know the answer. The movie gives a very straight answer to this one, that any time you will release songs like they did, it will be a great success.
Have you seen the movie yet?
No, I haven't seen the movie. We're talking about the idea.
The concept.
So I said that what made the Beatles so great or helped, it's not actually the music. It's the whole hysteria that was around them. I think when they got to America, that was the first time that it really blew up, because they were big before, but not that big. And all the hysteria and all the fuss around them made them even bigger than what they are. And what Carla said, the music is timeless.
And I think that also the era was waiting for a change.
That's what I was going to say, yes.
Definitely.
But you had Elvis, you had, just before that you had Elvis, you had all the 50s. Yesterday we put songs from the 50s.
Was very rock and roll, like, you know.
Rock and roll is great.
no, those, so I said the era was waiting for a change, and they came at the right time, and they at the right place.
Yeah.
But that was a time when a lot of the British groups were coming through and invading America. You had the Rolling Stones, you had the Beatles, and you had a number of other bands, because America itself was getting a little tired of what was happening, the Beach Boys and that sort of music. And here came a freshness of four young guys from Liverpool with their mop tops. Brian Epstein was handling them, and he knew marketing fantastically well.
He's a genius.
And suddenly they arrived, the BOAC, that famous black and white picture of them arriving at Kennedy Airport, and their big O'Shea Stadium event with women fainting and for the first time.
And Johnny Carson.
And it was a basic, the sound was nothing. I mean, there was no sound like we have today. We have the big, and they got across to thousands and thousands of people. And the Beatles, if you saw how many movies have been made about the effect the Beatles had on American culture. And at that stage, they came at the right time, at the right, they were in the right place, and everything just fell together. All the components that make something unique was there.
So what do you think, Peter, if it won't be in the 60s or in this era, and it actually will be today, it will have the same effect?
Yes, I think so. Sorry.
I agree with you, Carla. It's their music timeless.
So it's the music.
I think it's a musicality as well. The fact that classical musicians can take a composition of the Beatles and reorchestrate it, I think that has got something to do with the musicality. And obviously they made social commentary at the time, which appealed their lyrics. And their image, I think, was a conglomeration of everything.
But how many songs of theirs, you're talking about the lyrics, and that's a very nice point. How many songs of them are completely
basic,
silly?
Yes.
Silly.
Love Me Do.
Love Me Do.
Yes.
Yellow Submarine. Completely silly, but one of the greatest songs ever been in road. People sing.
Yeah. Ubladi, Ublada. All the songs that you can hum to, it's music that's like an earwig. It sticks there. It comes up. And I must say, later in life, when they were really after the Maharishi and they came back with all these thoughts and ideas, and after their exercise,
they lost
drugs,
a little bit of the.
Yeah, but they were writing more serious stuff. They were moving into another era, another. That's eventually what led to their downfall, you know, the breakup and everything, and John Lennon moving off with Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
And that's history. But I think their music, their later music, had a lot of resonance. A lot of more stronger social commentary.
Sorry, I was thinking of Eleanor Rigby. I mean, that has an image. I mean, you can, it's almost like a poem. You can interpret it
anywhere you
like.
Strawberry Fields, yeah. Strawberry Fields, another one.
Yes,
100%. I agree with you. And the fact of four very, very special musicians and people that... At least Paul McCartney till today is the most famous one that's still alive. Ringo is also still alive. But Paul McCartney is...
still doing it.
He's a sir. Yeah,
you know what's interesting is when they first came out, which was in 1963, I was still at college. I was at Damlin College. And I wrote a column for the Damlin College magazine every month. And it was a pop column. And one of the questions that they asked is, how long can this last? Mm. Is this just a phase? In 5 years' time, will the Beatles be forgotten? And yet, like 40 years on, 50 years on, we still have the Beatles' music. You still have different interpretations. Now, there's longevity in music. And you've had so many groups of that era who've just disappeared. You've never heard of them. One-hit wonders, we call them. You know, there's an album art of all just one-hit wonders. And that is the music business. And I must say, it's fascinating. Who would have known 50 years ago that the Rolling Stones would still be there, still performing, that Mick Jagger would still be up on stage at his age? That makes it so interesting, you know, the whole music scene, because you've got all these producers who are thinking ahead, what's going to be the next new thing? And once they latch onto these competitions like Britain's Got Talent, so that The Voice, all these things, they're trying to discover something different. And I've been watching on YouTube the various Britain's Got Talent, America's Got Talent, and some of those singers are incredible. But in 3 years' time, will you ever see them, hear of them again? I watched last night Ollie Murs, who became a big... I watched his first audition, which Simon Cowell said, I like this guy, he's got something different. And they asked him what he wants to do. He said he'd like to be famous, he'd like to be a world international star. And like, what, 7, 8, 9 years later, he is. And that just shows you, it's so interesting to see the beginnings of a star and how they develop. A lot of them fall by the wayside, and others with good management and good backing and really good songs.
Yeah, so talking about management, Johnny said the Beatles had the Jewish manager who got them going,
Brian Epstein.
Brian Epstein that unfortunately committed suicide later. Like Peter said, yes, it's also something that contributes to the Beatles, what they are today. And that was the manager, Brian Epstein.
Oh, yes, sure. He had a lot to do. He recognized it when people came into his shop. He had a shop in Liverpool, a record store.
Yeah.
And people came in and they were asking for the Beatles because the Beatles were appearing at the Cavern just down the road. And he decided he was going to go and see what this fuss was all about. And he came all dressed in his suit and he looked around and all these youngsters were in their T-shirts and jeans jumping around and going crazy. And he had the foresight. He had the vision to see something rough. They were rough. They just come back from Hamburg where they were doing these, they were playing the club in the red light district and they were rough. And here he came back and he said, get rid of the leather jackets. We're going to put you in suits. We're going to change your hairstyle. We need you to sit in the studio for weeks and write new songs. That's how it evolved.
And yeah, the rest is history. We know what's happened since then. Very interesting. Guys, keep on writing to us. Why do you think the Beatles is such a phenomena? Is it the look? Is it the
music?
The music, of course. Is it the great manager? Is it the era? What do you think? Help us. Let's go and listen to another song, and Craig will wait for me until I'm ready, and then we put the song. Then we get some commercial, and we'll be back with you just now. So this one.
Are you searching?
Yeah, I'm searching. I'm getting it ready. Let's put something for Moshe. Moshe yesterday wasn't with us, and there is one song that I kept for him.
We still think of you.
This is Wine and Friends with Roy Paris.
Yes.
And we're back with you, Moshe. Gonna keep on talking about the Beatles.
You know, what you just played, Leal, was called a novelty song. It's one of those songs that come out from time to time and it catches on and its longevity is very short-lived.
Yeah, I just told you over the song break, that in Israel you got a radio station that only playing these tunes and they got thousands and thousands of listeners that only listen to that, they don't listen to the new music. And this, I remember when I was a kid, waiting for these hours in the week that they put, maybe on Tuesday afternoon, they put 2 hours of these songs, and I loved it.
You've got radio stations in Johannesburg that concentrate on old music.
I just don't know.
I won't mention any names. They're all opposition anyway.
Exactly. They're all horrible. We are the only good one. So I wanted to tell you that Daniel Sturridge, Liverpool player, striker, live in Los Angeles. He actually live in Los Angeles in America. And on the weekend, someone broke into his house and stole his little pooch, his little Pomeranian dog. Very, very cute. If you go and look at the pictures, you really, really gonna like this dog. He's a cute dog. And they stole his dog. And the guy is seriously in love with the dog. And he starts putting posts on social medias and why did you do that and bring me back my dog and I'm willing to do everything and pay everything
offering a reward.
Yeah, and yesterday he got his dog back.
He did?
Yes. He actually got his dog back. And
wasn't a publicity stunt.
I don't know.
You can't take everything at face value.
Yes, I know.
There's always a motive somewhere.
Journalist. Let me have fun. I'm just saying it's a great story.
Fun. It's getting a bit ridiculous.
No. To have fun, it's never ridiculous. So it's a great story. I think that if we had it here in Johannesburg, The dog was turning on the braai somewhere within minutes, and there wouldn't be any chance to find him. Shame. What else do we have today? Iran is playing with fire. Moshe, you are our politician expert.
Yeah.
Iran is playing with fire lately. What do you think?
They tried to capture British...
And why they did that?
And didn't succeed.
Yeah, they didn't succeed.
They're trying to capture what?
British something.
A British tank, oil tank.
Yeah,
oil tanker.
Oil tanker.
Yeah,
okay.
They didn't succeed.
Now, last week, the English stopped in Gibraltar.
Gibraltar.
A Persian tanker, oil tanker, that because of the sanctions, not supposed to be there, so they had all the right to stop it. And the Iranian trying to... retaliate
and didn't succeed.
And they tried to stop this one yesterday, and another boat, another battleship came and helped the tanker and actually got away with it. What do you think, Moshe? Are they playing with fire?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they must show that they're doing something. I think, you know, big talk, nothing will happen because they're afraid of America.
But if they will manage to capture one tanker, and it will be a big story.
It will be a big story because
it's not
going to
finish
this,
nicely.
You see, Trump today, he must show power.
No,
first
but
of all, comes the election.
100%. But even though we canceled the agreement with them, 100%. We told them that this is what they need to do to get back to the world society. Otherwise, they're out, and they will suffer. Because of what they're doing, and they need to decide that they want to go to this global war, or they actually want to let the people live a little bit and prosper a little bit.
There is a little bit of a disagreement between America and Europe, you see, about this agreement with Iran. You know, the Europeans don't really want to cancel it altogether, but America.
They don't want
it altogether.
Yes, they don't want it, but I think they agree, like everybody, it's not a good agreement, and it was a good idea to cancel it. Yes, Peter?
This ambassador, this British ambassador, who's been having a war of words with
Did he resign?
Donald Trump. Yes, he's resigned. Which I don't think he should have done.
I also don't think
so.
He should have stuck to his guns.
Yeah, stay there and talk poop about Trump. It's only good. And everything he said was 100% right.
One thing you must understand. An ambassador, he is only a clerk that he represents the government. And you cannot say whatever you want.
You know else,
whatever
you is
you
a clerk.
You can say in privately, but not when you're in public, you cannot say you're representing the government.
You know who else is a clerk? The president. So he should shut up.
It's also, that's
He should
fine.
Shut up.
No. Listen, you represent a government, and you cannot say whatever you want. Otherwise, the government means nothing. You're sitting over there, you're representing somebody.
But apparently those texts were leaked. They were not meant to be public.
100%, but still, he's allowed to say.
There's this rich in social media.
He's allowed to say what he wants, and if Trump don't like it, he can go and fly a kite.
Well, but shows you, if it was the way you wanted the air, he would resign.
I know.
He resigned for a reason, because the camp pressure, it was wrong on his side.
If it was the way I wanted, let's not talk about that. But what do you think about, guys, all three of you, I want to ask. There will be a global war between the West and the East. It's going to be America, Europe, and Japan on one side. The other side going to be Iran, Russia, and China. Who's South Africa going with? That's my question. Come.
Well, who do you think South Africa is going with?
I don't know. China against America.
You don't have to be a genius to see where South Africa is heading.
So is that where we want to be?
Yeah, we're moving in that direction. We have for a long time. You can see what's happening with the ANC, where their friendship lies. China has become dominant. We live in an area in Johannesburg which has become very Chinese. One of the big buildings were bought by the Chinese. Suddenly there are 300 Chinese shops opening up all around us. In the morning we get up, we see the Chinese running, doing their little jogs. There's nothing wrong with that, but this is what's happening. The whole focus is changing. The dynamics The geography, the dynamics are changing. More and more Chinese people are coming into South Africa.
Africa being taken over by China.
Yes.
Not South Africa, Africa.
Africa, like the colonials took over. Now the Chinese are moving in, and Chinese clothing, Chinese goods is flooding the market.
Well, at least we like Chinese food.
I hope it won't be a stage where you'll be pleased America come back after what China will do over here.
It will be.
The Chinese, they've got a different mentality altogether.
Yeah, but who will call them back? We're a sucker for punishing. We like to suffer. So, we're not going to call anybody back. We're going to say, hey, that's the situation.
That's what it is.
We're just going to leave. It is what it is.
It won't be a war between, Russia, China, America, and Japan. You know, I'll tell you, there is a cold war between the West and the Islam. That's the war. Never mind China and Japan and Russia. This is not the war. This is the Cold War.
This is the diplomatic war.
Yeah,
the problem is
the real war is between the West and Islam.
Most of them, Islam is not a country. You can't.
No.
Fight.
No. But Islam.
It's a religion.
When you say,
Islamic countries, you mean?
That's right. Islamic countries. They take you over. They want to take over, and that's the one. Not the Jews and the Arabs. Wow. Islam and the West.
That's only in the head of right wingers that think that everybody wants to take them over. Get over yourself. I think everything will be okay. We have problems with countries in the world that Iran is number one. I think North Korea must stand down. And even China and Russia are horrible countries. They're doing whatever they want and don't care a damn. And even we got a problem with America that they're also out of control a little bit with the great president of theirs. And let's hope next year it will finish. But if not, we'll see what's gonna happen. Let's go to another song. Please, guys, don't knock someone who supports Israel.
Yes.
Who supports Israel?
America.
Trump. Guys, we can argue about this one the whole day.
Trump is the best thing ever happened to America.
The best thing that ever happened to Israel, and still horrible person, and I can knock him. It's nothing to do with Israel. Israel is the first thing on my mind every day, so you can't tell me that there is a problem there. I'm telling you that he's not a great person, and we are allowed to say what we want on him, even if we like Israel. It's not something that makes you. It's not something that makes you holy.
What did the Chinese say? What is the Chinese saying?
I don't speak Chinese.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
May we live in interesting times.
May we.
Be careful. Confucius said.
Be careful what you wish for.
Is that a dish? Yes, Confucius. He was a philosopher.
Confucius said.
And a philanthropist.
Oh wait, you got something on the Beatles? Don't close it. They flew in their USA visit is actually on display there. It's half a message. Grew up with there and the Stones, Jagger, a lunatic of note.
Who, Jagger?
Yeah, Mr. Parrish, long life, never perish, Ephoristo Expistos. Thanks, guys. A laugh a minute. Cheers. I don't understand this a word. I'm sorry. If you can write it in English, we can all understand it. Let's listen to another song, and we come back to say our goodbyes today. 1 second. Just wait for me.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And we're back. Time now is 9:54, and we already need to rush. So I want to say thank you to Peter Feldman.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice being here with everybody and responses from our listeners.
Yeah, even though it's not in English. Thank you, Moshe Staugrad. Thank you for being with us today.
Beautiful being. Nice being here, and Shabbat Shalom to everybody.
Shabbat Shalom, Carla.
It was lovely being here. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, and we will meet you next week on Wednesday. 6 o'clock,
yep.
Yeah. Roy and Friends, not Roy and Friends, sorry, the Porn Stars Unplugged.
They call it the hush. The hustle.
The hustle,
yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're gonna be in the hustle. And here's Mandy with the complaint. He's ready for us. And otherwise, I hope you had a great show and great listening. Be good to each other. And have a Shabbat Shalom and speak to you next week.
Cheers, bye-bye. Cheers.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.